African Star Lab. Like watchful eyes of the many ancestors who have lived their lives on Earth and already passed on, thousands and thousands of sparkling stars dot the clear night sky above our heads. Some of these stars remind us of cords stretched every which way across the sky, or strands of a spider's web along which our ancestors may travel. Take care not to concern yourself too much with how many stars there are, for if you try counting them, your soul may become troubled because there are so many. Long ago in Africa, long before there were stories on Earth, there lived a spider named Anansi. Anansi spun the most beautiful spider webs in all his village. But his secret wish was to spin stories and tales as splendid as his webs. Anansi knew that all the stories belonged to the sky god. So one day, Anansi threw his silk web up, up, up to the sky. When he reached the court of the great sky god, Anansi bowed low to the ground.
"O God of all things," he said, "I wish to know, what is the price of your stories?"
Seated before the elders, Sky God laughed. "Greater ones than you have come to buy my stories, Kwaku Anansi." Sky God looked at the spider's spindly legs and choked through his laughter. "Someone so tiny as you, could never pay the price."
"I shall pay whatever price you ask,"
insisted the spider. So Sky God answered Anansi, "My stories cannot be bought, except that you bring me these four things: Onini the python, Moboro the buzzing hornets, Osebo."